This is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, catching up with Sherrard Boys basketball coach Alex Johnson as the Tigers get rolling in the summer of 2024. So, Coach, we'll start, I guess, with the big story in high school basketball in the state over the past few weeks. Is the shot clock officially coming in 2026-27? What's your reaction to that coming to the game in a couple years? And what side of the fence were you on? Are you wanting it in the game? Were you opposed to it? So what about the shot clock?
I'm fairly neutral to it. I'm kind of surprised they're taking two more years to put it in. It seems like that's a long time. I mean, they should just rip off the Band-Aid and get it going. But I understand there's a lot of schematics that go into it. I guess I lean more to having the shot clock just because I think it'll improve gameplay a little bit, especially end of gameplay. But I don't think you're going to see a huge difference with it. I mean, 35 seconds is a really long time. And so most possessions, if you watch a high school basketball game, unless if it's late in the quarter, they're not going over 35 seconds as it is. So I don't think you're going to see a lot of it, but there is going to be a little bit more coaching in terms of execution. Late shot clock plays. You're probably going to see more ball screen, clear out type actions. So anything that I think that's going to grow the game, I think that it's benefit. I think that's worth a shot to see if it can be effective. 1A through 4A.
All right, so coming off a 20-plus win season for Sherrard Boys basketball, back-to-back appearances and a regional championship game. So summer of 2024, how do you think things have progressed, you know, as you begin looking forward to the 2024-25 season here coming up in November?
Oh, really good. I mean, I love my coaching staff. They do a top-notch job. They've been working hard this summer with our kids. And then I love the players that we have coming back. And I mean, we lose eight seniors, eight really high-quality kids, but we got six seniors coming back that have been with me now for 3 years, and so we're really excited for that. And so it's a little bit, we're not as experienced as we were last year coming into the summer, so some guys are kind of trying to figure it out, and then obviously everyone's got family vacations and baseball and that, so you're trying to do your best with it. We take it a little bit lighter than most teams. We just started our camp this week and got our first action on Thursday, but I mean, this team has a lot of potential. I mean, the idea that we talk about with Sherrard basketball is we want sustained success, and I know the championships haven't come, but you know, we just have to keep grinding at it and keep making sure that we're doing everything that we need to possibly to put ourselves in the best position to be as successful as possible.
All right, so kind of walk us through what the summer looks like for you. Talking to you off the air earlier, played in down in Bloomington, Illinois State, I think last weekend, got a shootout coming up in Romeoville, I think next weekend here in Monmouth today. So just a little bit about what the summer looks like for the Tigers this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's really about 2 weeks, and we try to play a lot of basketball in 2 weeks, and then the rest of it's getting into the gym and working. We 2 days ago, we were in Illinois State. We played El Paso Gridley and Normal West. El Paso Gridley, really nice team, two All-Staters back, Normal West, 4A school, played really well against them. And then something that we've been preaching to our team is conditioning and what they're putting in their bodies, and played U-High and totally ran out of gas. Got here, Coach Sandstrom did a great job. We're going to play a lot of high-quality teams. Princeton, just played them. We're going to play Macomb here just in a little bit as well. And then next week we're going to Romeoville, playing the Chicago school. So what we really try to do is play different teams in different parts of the state, different types of basketball, and really try to get our guys together. You know, try to get them together as much as they can, because, yes, we want to be successful as a team, but we also want them to develop bonds with each other. And those are some of the things that will last outside of the game of basketball. So we're conscious of that and trying to really use our summer to build that type of bond and teamwork type thing.
You mentioned a little earlier kind of the returners you have. I know Ryland Carden, James Blackwell, and Carter Brown all were big pieces of your team, you know, in the winter this past season. Aiden Taranez, I think, really kind of grew into a nice role player for you throughout the season. And you got minutes from, I think, Brody Bender too a little bit. So maybe some newcomer kids this year that you think – you could get a lot out of. Who are some of the kids you're really kind of trying to see what you have out of them this summer?
Yeah, the kids that you mentioned are all big, but then he's not here with us today, but Ryder Veranda, that kid can play basketball, loves basketball, does a lot of great things for us. So you're going to see him. He's going to be someone that you're going to be calling his name. The transfer portal's well in effect. We had Wes Baker, he went to Mercer County for us, and he's a kid that played a lot of fresh soft basketball, nice player, but we just had a kid move in that's sick today, Aiden Bajeski from Maquoketa, and he played a really nice job for us on Thursday. I was going to help us inside a little bit as well. And then, you know, we got Javin and Jackson Jones. We got Brody Bender's brother, Brylan, they're sophomores. Quinn O'Donnell, Alex Spangler. And then we even have a couple other kids that football players that are going to come out. There's not going to be with us that much this summer. So we're going to be about 14 kids, 15 kids in the program, which is really good in high school basketball anymore. Practice should be competitive. And so we're really looking forward to when we actually all can get together in November and really start working at it.
I know this is a little bit away, like you said, coming up in November, but looking at like your regular season schedule, I know the conference will look a little different with Mercer County joining, and then I know, you know, non-conference games, tournaments or whatever can shift around. So anything specifically you're looking forward to? I know it's a ways away, but for the 2024-25 regular season schedule?
Yeah, we kind of continue to challenge ourselves. And you know, when you're trying to find a game or two, it's kind of tough because, you know, we have elevated our program to a spot where I think some teams are kind of conscious. They don't maybe want to play us all the time. But then you have like your 3A, 4A schools that are always asking to play. So we are going to go to Sterling this year. We picked up a game with them. And so I know they got a great gym up there, and we're going to go up there, play them. We're going to the Oregon Thanksgiving tournament. And so they host a big 12, 13 team tournament, and a lot of teams up there that we don't see, like the Rockford schools and some of those teams. And then, you know, we'll stay with the Moline Shootout. They'll probably have that this year, pick up a couple games. And then our Christmas tournament, we are up to 8 teams this year. I mean, obviously, we have Byron coming to it that placed in state last year. But Princeton, who we just played, will be there, which was a sectional finalist team, I believe, or sectional team. And then Annawan, a 20-win team, was there, along with Geneseo, Allman. East Dubuque's coming, and Illinois Science of Math and Academy of Math and Science too. So that's going to be a great event. So the schedule is really coming together nicely. Our AD, Lisa Emmendorfer's done a nice job with that. So we're going to continue to challenge ourselves and put ourselves in the best position to be ready for the postseason.
You mentioned you had your, you know, boys basketball camp, I think, earlier in the summer. I know coming up in July, you hit the parks in the Sherrard District again. I love that kind of vibe you get doing that. So I know probably got to be looking forward to getting out with the kids playing at the parks. I mean, did you get good feedback with that last year?
Yeah, I mean, I think the parents love it because their kids are going outside. But, you know, it was great. And some kids that came to the parks, you know, most of them were basketball kids that we see all the time. But a couple of kids came that, you know, they're not necessarily basketball kids. They just kind of want to come and hoop up, and that's what we want. You know, so much in our world with our kids is structured, and the parents want to be involved. And I know that I'm here with them, but, you know, the idea is just get them outside, have fun, get a basketball in their hand, get them around our high school kids that enjoy basketball, and try to create that culture. Because I know every school and every sport's fighting that. You know, how do you get kids out? How do you get kids out? And so My answer to that is, you know, build the relationships, build it when they're young. And then, you know, some of them are going to pick baseball or football and things like that, and that's okay. But, you know, trying to build that relationship is going to help them stick out when they become varsity basketball players.
All right, Sherrard Boys basketball coach Alex Johnson joining us. Tigers hitting the ground running in the summer of 2024. Coach, thanks for talking to us. We'll see you around.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate you, Ty.
I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.